After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back with The Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 4, Breakdown in Beverly Hills. And buckle your seatbelts, we're on the train to Beverly Hills.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, ladies?
Hey.
We got a full panel tonight.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Terry. Welcome back. And I'm here with my lovely panel.
What's up, you guys? My name is Shanti.
Hey, everyone. My name's Carla.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Regina Coles.
And just so you guys know, we do have the live chat up, so please feel free to join in. Let's get into overall thoughts. So what are we thinking, ladies?
A little boring episode.
I second that completely.
I third that. What do you think, Regina?
I'm really surprised that you said that.
Really?
Yeah, okay, it was.
It was.
They really hyped up the to be continued to then...
Right.
It won't be much. I was like, what is this?
I feel like it was kind of a recap of last... episode.
Yeah, I want an explosive dinner.
Yeah, but more, it wasn't much.
Well, we did get explosives. Make sure you guys tune in because it does get heated at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to jump on here and start talking about the train comment about Kelly. So supposedly Vicky's the one that brought it up, right? Who said it? But Tamra,
she's the instigator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
she's the number one instigator.
I feel that Tamra is always the first to go to the one that's being gossiped about because she's the one that feels guilty because she's the one that talked about it in the first place.
She's just always stirring the pot. And you see it throughout this episode in different instances where she's constantly bringing up the drama and starting it. And I don't know. I think it's going to be an explosive reunion because I think everyone is going to kind of come for Tamra when she's kind of the top dog right now of OC.
She's always been like that since day one. I feel like we've all seen this for how many years. I'm not surprised by it, but I just feel like, is she ever going to learn or, like, try to fix things that she's not doing right? You know what I mean? Like, take ownership, responsibility for gossiping or whatever. Like, I feel like you should try to evolve and get better, and I feel like she's kind of been stagnant and been in the same place all 14 seasons.
I think her day is coming. What were you going to say?
I just don't think anyone holds her accountable.
Yeah.
In her interview when she was like, I did nothing wrong. I'm just like, what do you... I think she's smart about it. She kind of just mentions it and then sits back
and lets everybody else explode.
Sneaky.
And then everyone else obviously says too much. So then everyone else starts looking bad and she's just sitting there like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Absolutely.
She's instigated it amongst the two people, whoever she's spilling, you know, beans about. It's almost like she's Vicky's messenger. Vicky's not
she's
there
always been
all
like that.
The time, but... She's, like, really picking up Vicky's slack, but in a sly way. But her day is coming.
She has always been like that. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. But for some reason this season, it's more apparent to me, at least. Like, it's kind of right in front of me. And I'm like, whoa, Tamra really is the shit starter of all of these women. And without it, none of this drama would be happening. So I do think that it's going to come to a head with her and Kelly, I think, probably at the reunion. Because once Kelly sees Tamra doing this, she's... not going to want to be her friend anymore.
Why do you think they pick on Kelly so much?
I think because Kelly is very
spontaneous.
That was the exact word I had in my head. I'm not kidding, but it was more like spontaneous. Like, she overreacts. She's very, impulsive. Like, impulsive. Okay. So when something happens, she just reacts rather than kind of taking a step back, breathing, trying to evaluate, like, what's really going on. But I get it. Like, when you're in the moment and you're angry and you feel like you're being attacked or things are being said about you, like, you have every right to stick up for yourself. You know, I just think it's, like, how you do it.
So she's more reactive than proactive.
But we all have to admit there's alcohol involved.
Well,
so
even
that takes.
I mean, I don't think alcohol should ever be an excuse.
Yeah. You're right. No, I'm not saying it's an excuse, but I'm saying it heightens Yeah. It heightens.
Well, we've seen her sober, you know.
Shanti, what are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, Kelly just has a short fuse in general. Yeah. Like, she is always like this, whether there's alcohol involved or not. Like, she explodes quickly, and you don't know how she's going to react. Hmm. And that's just kind of her personality. So I don't know why, like, Tamara would test the waters when they know how she's going to react, which is exactly how she did. She blew up and she freaked out. So I was more interested to know that Bronwyn was the one that told Kelly about the rumor.
Right. But wasn't that her original friend to begin with? Like, the person who brought her on the show at the bar?
Apparently. I think so. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, so I'm just, in my mind, I would be loyal to that person.
Yes.
You know, like, if it was, like, some other cast member, I would feel, like, weird if she would have, like, told everyone what happened, but it's Kelly. That's supposed to be her friend, and
I agree with you, but I feel like a true friend would tell, like, something was said about you, something so messed up, so wrong, like, so disgusting. Like, I would definitely tell my friend, like, hey, girl, something was said about you. Like, why wouldn't you tell your friend? You know what I mean?
You know, yeah, I guess the loyalty there, but I don't know.
It's going to come out either way.
It's like being a bearer of bad news to someone. But it's
I get
come
it, but then it's going to backfire, just like Kelly said. She's more hurt, which we'll get to, you know, like, later on. But she was saying, you know, she was hurt by them not telling her.
That's true.
And those are supposed to be her friends.
Well, I just think it's embarrassing. Things are being said about you and you're not there. I understand Kelly's frustration in that, for sure.
When you look at it, too, why keep hanging around people that all they want to do is just tear you down all the time? You know, walk in the door. It's time to beat up on Kelly. You know, let's punch her.
I mean, back to the show, like, they want drama, right? Yep. So the whole thing that confused me was that car ride pact where they're all like, we're not going to talk about this rumor. We're not going to say anything ever again. But they're being recorded. Mm. It's on TV. Of course they're going to talk about it. So of course it's going to come up again. So
they're so ridiculous.
There was just like that weird like fourth wall thing. Like,
it's so funny.
I'm confused. We know this is going to come up. So why not just admit it?
Yeah, no, I just think if they really didn't want to talk about it, that's a conversation you have off camera.
Right.
You know, like, if you really care to protect someone's reputation, you just don't talk about it, period. I know there's housewives who have admitted to not putting certain things on camera or, like, calling each other, texting each other before they're about
like,
to...
Like, let's not talk about this.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I think that's what friends should do.
I feel like that's being an adult and being mature and being a friend.
Yeah.
Like, all of the above.
I think the reality is no one here is really friends.
No.
Right.
It's all fake friendships on TV because they were all formed on television. Unless, you know, season one, obviously the Housewives were friends before. But no, this is all...
Right.
They're all in each other's lives for
acting
this show.
Acting apart to get a paycheck. I hate to say that, but it's reality
TV. It is what it is.
So do you agree with Kelly that she got mad at Shannon and Tamara for not saying something to her? Like, do you agree that
100%.
Was...
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
understand.
Your friend, like, your legit friend, you guys... our friends outside of the show, you should have told her, first of all, off camera, and way before Bronwyn did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is Bronwyn the one saying it? She's, like, totally new to the situation.
But also, if Tamara had never brought it up at that dinner, then we wouldn't be here. So, really, Tamara is the instigator.
I mean, but...
And she's bringing the drama to the show, which we need.
But put yourself in
Kelly?
Tamara's shoes and Bronwyn.
Yes.
So, if you're there and you know that someone is really talking bad about your friend, do you just sit there and listen? Do you
No, you say, that's my friend. Please don't talk about her in front of me. Like,
I'm going to cut
them off.
Yeah. I'm going to say, look, Kelly is not here to defend herself, and this conversation needs to stop right now or I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something to say to Kelly, then be woman enough to tell her to her face.
Yeah, for
sure. The next time you see her.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not.
If we all live by
messenger.
That motto, man.
Yeah, I'm not taking up for her. She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's really getting real petty.
Yeah. But moving on, Shanti, we do have a message before we move on to our next topic. So if you want to go ahead and share that with our listeners and viewers.
Thank you. You guys, we just want to say a big thank you for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We appreciate you so much for listening and tuning in. If you're on iTunes, please like and subscribe or comment. We're in the live chat. Unmuzzled, I see you. I see your comments. Thank you for listening and tuning in. If you guys are on iTunes, please rate us 5 stars or 4 if you dislike us. But we just want to say thank you so much.
5, always,
always 5.
The highest.
And we appreciate all of your support.
Thank you so much, hon.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so moving on. What do you guys think about Emily's sexy dance for her husband. Okay?
He hasn't earned it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Why is she... She's trying so hard and it's so sad. It's like... At this point now, it seems desperate.
I appreciate the effort. I do too.
I do too, but her husband's not reciprocating it.
Well, what they didn't really say is, like, she's doing the sexy dance, right? It was going to be for her husband last week, and then last week he said that he wants her to go on the girls' trip to Vegas instead without him, which probably,
he doesn't want to be
probably
there,
is a future trip for them, I'm seeing. But they didn't really address that she's not doing it for her husband this week anymore. She was just like practicing. So,
well, they were saying, however it panned out, it was going to be for the girls or be for
yeah. So that I didn't know that she was still going to do the dance. So I am happy for her. I think it's cool and unique, but I do feel bad, of course.
It's just sad because it's like she's trying. We never see anything of him. We only hear him talking mean to her on the phone, not being there, and her talking about him because he's not there to ever talk about or ever there. You know what I mean? It's like he's not really present in her life.
Yeah.
And I understand the whole bar exam or whatever, but to me it just seems a bit
it's
fishy.
Something more.
And it's not normal, and I understand her. I totally understand her reactions now and the way that she's acting on the show, because obviously we see kind of the hurt that she's going through in her relationship. So to me it's all kind of making sense and all kind of, wow, like coming full circle. Like, I understand why she's acting this way now. She's hurting.
Well, if she's hurting, she's got to make herself feel better.
No, she's got to ask for help.
No, well, we know that. But what I'm saying, what I'm getting at is with this doing a dance thing, she should do it for herself,
right,
not her husband.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't get the results that she's looking for, she's going to be even worse off.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So at least do it for your own self-satisfaction.
That way you can't be disappointed.
Where's empowering to you? Something that's giving you courage to get out there and do something that, you know, you never would have imagined you do yourself. And maybe that'll be her way of stepping back and searching deep within herself and saying, okay, if he's not making me happy anymore, then I've got to make myself happy.
Yeah, she's got to move on.
How do I move forward to that place?
I just think she's a ticking time bomb, like, gonna explode. I think it's gonna happen like any episode now, because she's now cried for 4 episodes in a row
straight,
and I'm just like, oh my god. And I don't know, I feel so bad for her, and I feel even worse though that she feels the need to have it all together. That's like
such
a big pressure on yourself, and it's so unhealthy. And it's like she's already feeling anxious. I feel like she's, all these things are just a big recipe for disaster. She really needs to take care of herself.
And I feel like it's, I agree with you, and I feel like it's really messed up that the girls are like, oh, why was she crying? Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
that was kind of messed up.
It's so mean. Yeah, what do you think? I thought
yeah,
it was so mean.
I mean, like, this episode is kind of hard for me to watch because, like, we see Emily, like, the cracks and everything that's going on, right? Like, we've seen her and her husband not get along, but we're literally seeing her fall apart right before our eyes. And we didn't really see that last season. Like, she really had a brave front, and she didn't seem to have, like, huge issues. But when she's crying, it made me sad about the whole Shannon thing. I get that Shannon was upset about the tweet, but she's clearly going through
she's
something.
She's crying out for help.
And exactly. And
literally.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Shannon and Emily can really come together, because I see them as
Shannon,
good friends, well, like, eventually, for some reason.
Shannon's in the, you know, same spot as she is now. You know what I
exactly.
mean? Like,
she was.
So why can't Shannon understand that? Why can't Shannon be a friend to her?
I just don't even
you
understand
know?
How you can watch someone cry and not instantaneously,
like, have no empathy.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. Like, if I'm fighting with you and I'm really mad and you did something bad and then I see you cry, I will just drop whatever I'm feeling and be there, and we'll worry about the rest later
and work it out.
But what if the person the day before sent, like, a super nasty tweet about you for essentially
that can
a
be
misunderstanding?
A defense mechanism of crying.
I just think, like, I don't know, if someone's crying, there must be really hurt.
I think that people use I think people use it to their advantage, for sure. I think people know what they're doing, and then there's people that no, really,
psychology.
That's
it's manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like gaslighting. So actually, I actually wanted to get into
but
that.
Before moving on, can I just say, in Emily's defense, she did share that she hadn't heard from her husband in 3 days.
10.
I thought it was 3.
Ten.
Ten.
I don't even
consecutive
know how
days.
She's doing that. I don't think I ever.
10 consecutive days. And no she has contact. Children.
Like no contact.
That's what weird. Kind of, I'm sorry.
So that would give you a normal. Breakdown. That alone would make
I would be on the search for my husband.
I do want to just jump to the live chat. DL Freighter Watcher says, remember Emily talked about her mom being depressed and non-functioning when she was a child. Maybe that haunts her and makes her determined to be a superwoman.
Mm. I agree with that. I feel like if, I think last season she explained how as a little girl she kind of had to hold it together for herself because mm-hmm. she didn't really have like a strong adult to be there for her. So I kind of feel like maybe that's just been her whole life. Mm-hmm. Like she feels a need to hold it down for everybody and she needs to like be strong no matter what. And that's sad. Because who's going to be there for you? You can't.
I know. And when you're a mom, when you're a mom, like that's even more pressure.
Yeah. And then you're a wife.
A mom, a wife, and then you're trying to just be you. Yeah. Yeah. And then lawyer.
She just didn't need to tweet the thing to Shannon. Like that was just uncalled for.
That was so mean.
And it was so mean. And it could have been resolved if she had just picked up the phone and called Shannon. Yeah. So that kind of just like, it was like.
How did you guys feel about her apology?
I thought it was fine.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was thought good, so too.
I think she really it was like, damn, like, I messed up. And she was, but Shannon was not having it. I just don't, I genuinely don't think Shannon likes her at all. Like, they could never be friends.
Well, it's, Shannon's like that to some people.
Shannon's
sometimes.
Very, like, she's sweet, she either but likes she's you very, or she doesn't like, you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And on the subjects of affairs, I mean, the whole Shannon and Gina, they have it in common as well. And then Gina's over here losing her keys, her passport, her driver's license, pretty much everything. She's a mess. She's a mess.
Yeah. I would assume when, like, you're hurting that badly, you're just not really present a lot.
She's not present.
I
she's
wrote
losing
down.
Everything.
What I wrote she- down, Gina equals hot mess. I, like, I understand that she's probably going through something huge, and I can't relate to that because I haven't, I'm not married, and I haven't had my husband cheat on me, but I don't really feel bad for people that are like leaving their keys and their passport and their like all
being
of their personal. Yeah, she's just completely being irresponsible. Getting the DUI, okay, like that's one thing, but then kind of messing up in every other aspect of your life
and making jokes about it.
It seems like we don't know for sure.
And making jokes about it.
And then next week she's apparently doesn't show up to the DUI thing. I don't know. It's just she just is sounding so irresponsible to me, and it's hard for me to feel bad for her in that aspect.
Well, the best way to get her more responsible is if a judge throws her in jail. So
well, I mean, it's sad you have to learn a lesson, yeah.
And if that happens again, and she's taken away from her kids for an extended period of time, then I think she'll probably have to be forced to go to court-appointed classes of some sort. It's obvious that she really needs to, she was seeing her therapist, but obviously she needs to even see more of her therapist.
Yeah. So. I mean, at least she's asking for help, and, you know, it's a big step to go to therapy, and I think that everybody, I prefer it. I refer it to people. You know what I mean? If you need help and you need to talk to a therapist, that's fine. I don't think you should be ashamed of it or anything like that. So I thought that was brave for her to show that on television.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think so.
Yeah. What worries me, though, is if she's being, like, this irresponsible, how are the kids? You know?
I know.
Because she mentioned the little one that she was having, like, some sort of issue.
Oh, the motor skills slow
daughter.
Learning?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, so, like, what are the steps you're taking to make that better? I don't know. It just... Something's very off with her right now. And I'm glad her parents are at least around, because that could be, like, an extra help. But
it sounded like they just flew into town that one week, though. They don't live there.
Well, weren't they still in this episode when she was setting up the room?
They flashed back to that same scene, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good that they're there.
Yeah. I'm just confused. Like, do the kids go back to L.A.? No, right? For the husband, or does the husband come to Orange County?
Yeah, do they
it's a little
have,
bit
like,
confusing.
Yeah,
custody
because
or,
they live in different places. What?
Yeah,
right.
So,
okay.
I think
live chat.
I lost it.
We're trying to look
said,
at the live chat here.
Oh, Candy 2010. I like this. She said, Gina and Emily have such Debbie Downer storylines. As a viewer, I enjoy this show as an escape not to feel worse.
Oh my gosh.
Well. But that's interesting, right? Like, I don't know. Like, when you watch Beverly Hills, you kind of escape to this different place where there's money
glamour.
And everything and glam. Mm. And she kind of has a point, but
Yeah. Guilty pleasure.
It's, you know, like I always say, I watch these shows because it's not my drama, so I don't have to worry, right. You know what I mean? But it's like, yeah. I'm just watching it, so but, it's people's real yeah. lives.
I
That's
know.
The only thing where it's like, you have to kind of take a step back and be like, oh my God, this is like real, this is real life. Like,
yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Affairs, it's dramatic.
Yeah. It's
thing,
sad.
The thing about it is, it's on tape.
I feel
it's
like
it's forever going to be out there.
I honestly
know?
Feel that this show can help people. There's probably people going through the same things right now. And then maybe we'll help them realize, oh, maybe I'm acting that way. Or, oh my gosh, maybe I should pay more attention to my kids. Maybe it's affecting my kids in a different way. So we have to, you know, there are positives that come out of it.
Well,
I think.
Always, to me, you know, you have to be careful of the company you keep. I mean, we know it's a reality show. They're getting paid and all that. But I think there have been so many instances in reality shows where it just pours out into their real life beyond the reality show, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't end up well for a lot of people, and it just to me troubles me to a degree, because I loved the show from the first day it came on,
mm-hmm.
and now it's like I don't know the show. I'm like, what? No, I don't.
It's like,
and
what's happening?
That,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
in a way, and it used to inspire me. Now I don't see it inspiring me as much. You know,
okay.
I'm rooting for them.
Okay.
But I think they need to, I'm hoping they kind of
turn
the corner and get more positive.
Yeah, I agree.
Productive.
But what do you think? Housewives as a whole, like, I think it is good for women. I think it does have people take a look at themselves in marriages. Like, there's been so many divorces through Housewives, right?
And it's public.
But then the women, like, come out strong. They get a career. They open their business. Look at Shannon Bedore. Like, she was just a housewife before. Now she's working. And there's so many housewives
so
that
true.
Do the same thing. So I think that, yes, there is, like, reality TV can sometimes be negative. But I think the Housewives as a whole has really, like, empowered these women. And it's actually given them like a new path.
They found their motivation through pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Which is, I praise you for that, because you can either be a victim, you can choose to be a victim or a survivor.
And imagine doing that all in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we go through our struggles in private.
But on television.
They're getting paid.
And social media.
And people are getting paid.
We all deal with social media.
They're getting a check.
You know, and then they deal with social media, public, whatever. But yeah, at least they're getting a check.
They're getting a check, honey.
That's
it's
right,
a
Regina.
Big check.
They're like, at least I got my YSL purse for that comment.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about Kelly's breakdown. At the end.
Okay.
You're like, which one? Which episode?
I'm like, yeah, there's so many.
Well, just at the end, how when, you know, obviously, who was it that brought it up at the dinner?
Emily.
Yes, Emily brought it up at the dinner, and then she was like, oh, my daughter's caught, and then just walked away and started freaking out. Like, F you, F. Like,
it was that's so weird that Emily brought it up. That was out of nowhere. And
yeah, I feel like.
Can I say why? I wrote this down. It was gaslighting. She wanted the attention off of her.
Right.
Because of what happened with the comment that she made to Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice it was right after they finished talking, mm-hmm. and then she went right into that. She was trying to deflect and get it like, okay, let's not talk about this anymore. Let's talk about a new drama, a new subject.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she brought it up.
Yeah.
You guys agree?
And
I actually noticed that, but makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody like in the group was like, everyone still kind of put it on Vicky. You know, they made it sound like Vicky was the one that brought it up at the dinner when really it was Tamara. So.
And then nobody made comments. They all just wanted to listen and see the drama unfold.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Kelly's
like, so
to like, think before she speaks, you know.
She doesn't.
Nothing had really happened yet. And she was already like,
I know.
I was just like, what are you doing? Like, relax.
I know. She freaked out. What do you guys, do you guys believe the rumor? I know this is a very sensitive subject, so I'm like kind of like iffy on
the
like
train.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's a very sensitive subject, and this deals with like people's, you know, she already has a lot of hurt with her kids and the comments that Vicky's made before.
The first rumor with cocaine. Now
I just feel like if you're guilty, you react and like, no, I didn't do what, and like she's reacting like so
defensively,
so defensive, and I think that's the only thing that like gives me like a little red flag. I don't want to like talk about it. It's just such a sensitive
subject.
Well,
I think she's defensive regardless. Like, her natural state is to be defensive,
right.
But honestly, the whole time I've been watching this, I just think like, if she did, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, well, that's what I literally,
that's
like,
exactly
I don't think that feels like weird.
I'm
like,
all right, if you did. If
the whole time I was like, this
yeah.
is not that big of a deal. Who cares? Like,
if that's what gets you going,
not that it's not nice.
If that's what excites you on a Tuesday night, you know?
I'm like, it's
like,
cool.
Tuesday night.
Everybody's like,
is Kelly's life that exciting? I mean, seriously.
To each their own.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All I know is, like, do you do your life, as long as it's not hurting me or, like, anybody else or anybody that I love, then whatever. Like, it's her life. Like, let her do what she wants.
Well, it sounds to be hurting her daughter.
But you know, I mean, I would imagine, of course.
Everybody has a past.
You don't want their mom to. I know. That's true, but this is present.
Yeah.
We're talking about present.
Yeah, no, but, yeah. You know, she's defending something that may or may not have happened in her past. And unless somebody out there has proof of it,
it'll end up coming out. It'll end up coming out. But I just think, I agreed with Shannon 100% when she was just like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like, I respected Shannon for that. You know, I think as mothers, I don't think any woman should talk to any other woman like that. Like, knowing that you have kids, especially, like, young girls. Like, you need to be a good example.
Why tear each other down, period?
Yeah.
And just back to what we were saying before, like, if you're friends with someone and there's a rumor, you're not going to repeat it. You're not going to talk about it. You're not going to bring light to it.
Or you're going to defend it.
Or you're going to defend it, and you're just going to shut it down. And that clearly didn't happen with this group of women, except Shannon.
Because they're not friends.
But I think that Shannon and Tamara, before all this happened, like, they were friends with Kelly.
If you guys had to choose, who would you pick to be your friend? Or who would you think, like, honestly, if you had one person to hang out with and choose as your friend, like, lifelong friend?
Oh, my God.
Who would you pick?
On the house.
I would like to hear everybody's comments as well. Yes, yeah. On this
Shannon.
On this season, I would pick Shannon as well. I agree.
I would pick no one.
You have to.
Do I have to?
Yeah, if you have to pick, yes.
Damn. Mm. Maybe Emily, in case I get in any trouble, you know?
I do like Emily. I like Emily.
Yeah, no, I genuinely do like her, too.
Yeah. Okay.
But even then, she's crying too much. You know, she needs to leave Shane. That would be, like, every combo with her. Just leave your husband.
Yeah.
Who would you pick, Regina? Who would you pick? If you had... No, you have to. You have to pick one.
I think Emily, because she's a lawyer. Yeah. I mean, you need powerful friends like that. People that can...
Oh, you guys remember the comment that Gina made?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
About,
Remember,
who was it?
She made it about Shannon.
About Shannon. She said she's like the black Amex. We can just swipe and get in anywhere. Like, you just admitted, like, you're literally using her.
A free
lover. I didn't take it like that.
I did.
Mm. I thought that it was like, whoa, this is cool. Like, this is fun. We're going to fun restaurants.
Because Gina's
and
a little more immature. She's on the younger side.
I think it was more of a compliment. I don't think it was like, oh, I'm going to use her for her money.
Okay,
like,
well, I think it came off.
It came off like a little... Yeah.
It came off a little like...
Gold digger-ish. Like,
almost she's not going to gold digger her friend, though.
Well,
I thought she was impressed.
Yeah, she was impressed.
Okay,
So
we have two different opinions.
Awesome.
I mean, but I wouldn't want any of my friends to refer to me as, you know...
A black Amex? Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would take it as a compliment.
I'd be like, thank you.
But then the whole time I would be like, are they just hanging out with me for that?
Yeah.
Like, when people make comments, oh, just kidding, or anything like that, there's always truth behind it.
Yes.
Like, I don't care what you... There's always a truth behind it.
I agree.
I mean, I think what Shannon did, like, buying her the outfit, that was super nice.
That, no, that was awesome.
And
that was
if
so
that's
sweet.
Their way of becoming friends, then rich people problems, you know?
Shannon?
Mm-hmm. I can't relate.
We picked the right friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move on to our special segment. I feel like that was a little bit of our special segment. I was picking who our friend would be. But I want to know who everybody felt bad for this episode, like, truly felt bad for, because I feel like everybody cried. And everybody's going through something, which I get. But who do you resonate with? Who do you feel for? Who do you feel is, like, justified in their feelings?
Emily,
yeah. I would say my opinion, definitely Emily.
I think Emily. I think we all feel... Emily and Gina just take, like, the cake on this.
Thank you for the sound effect.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Emily, I felt so bad for her watching
Kleenex.
This whole episode. And the worst is just all the effort that she's putting in and just getting nothing out, so...
How is the live chat looking, Carla? Any juicy comments? Anything anybody wants to talk about?
Well, I've got some juicy news when we get to it.
Oh, yeah, so. That's next. We got with Gina.
Yeah. Shady Booty said Gina would be my homie, but when she gets her head on more straight, which, you know what, I might agree with that one.
I wouldn't.
Shady Booty. I just love
what's
that. That's
shady
her name.
About your booty.
Yeah, what is shady about your booty?
We're intrigued.
Okay,
all right, Regina. Well, let's
Let us know.
How does the news follow that?
All right, Regina. Shady booty.
Let's follow up some news, Regina.
All right. Kelly Dodd set the record straight about rumors of her being involved in a mysterious train in tonight's episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Choo-choo.
Viewers finally learn that term referred to, if you didn't know.
I don't want to know that.
That it is a group sexual activity. And Tamara said with 8 or more men. Okay, we can move on from that part, participating in the sex act. Anyway, she said it's absolutely ludicrous and she never, ever has done a threesome, let alone a train. There.
So sad.
And in more news, the more the merrier, but it seems like it's not the case for Tamara Judge's ex-husband, Simon Browning.
Ooh, we haven't heard about him in a while.
Simon recently revealed that he was not allowing his daughter, Sophia, to appear on the Bravo series, despite intense efforts by the series and Tamara to, you know, get her to appear. So he took to Instagram to share a screen chat with his 13-year-old daughter. And the teen asked her mom, how was the filming for the show? Because she was not allowed to even look at it. So we'll see what happens with that. Her dad does not want her to be a part of the show. And last but not least, nobody parties like the ladies of the Real Housewives of Orange County. But sometimes whooping it up can attract some unwanted attention. And when Shannon threw her end of the summer party over the weekend, which was attended by all the Real Housewives, including their significant others.
Except they, for Shane.
Well,
I'm sorry.
They got an unexpected visitor at the door, and that would be the local police.
Oh.
Yes. They obviously had a lot of complaints about all the loud noise and boozing it up coming.
So
from
what happened?
Shannon's
it got shut down? The party got shut down?
I don't think the party didn't get shut down, but they definitely toned it down.
Okay.
So that's the news, guys.
Thank you, Regina. Before we get into predictions or move forward, there's just a couple things I wanted to talk about. Feel free, ladies, if you have anything written down that you feel like was important to talk about, feel free to share. I wanted to talk about the comment that Tamara made about Shannon's sausage spank legs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how hard she's worked on losing weight.
Yeah.
And she could have just been like, hey, you should probably take those off. They don't look, they're distracting or whatever, rather than being like, you look like a sausage.
Yeah, well, we saw last week, it was like next week, and it showed the clip. And I thought it was going to be worse than it actually was.
I think it was that bad.
I didn't think it was that bad, even though I'm so against, like, saying anyone is fat or saying anything like that.
Right.
But I think that she was just trying to be like, you can see your spanks, just so you know.
I just feel like Tamara makes those jabs even to her friends.
I
like, she's very,
cute.
Like...
I thought she was just being playful.
Yeah,
I don't think that Shannon liked it, though.
Well, I think Shannon's very sensitive.
Oh, she is.
Yeah,
Shannon's
super
sensitive.
You have to, like, walk sensitive on eggshells with her. And I feel like with my friends, like, we mess around with each other and we, like, throw, like, jabs, but it's, like, funny. And, like,
I just
we don't
feel like
care.
On television, you have to be careful. Like, you have to remember, like, you're on TV. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that
I'm
was
just
lightweight
saying.
Compared to some of the other things.
There were a lot. But, just like with the hearsay of the Shannon podcast thing. You know what I mean? With Emily, and then Emily went straight to social media. Like, that was, again, all hearsay. I mean, there's just a lot. And then why talk about that in public when Emily and Gina, you know, they went outside and Gina started crying and all that. Like, why did Emily bring that up in public? Oh, are you okay? And then Gina instantly started crying. Like, I don't feel like that was the right time to talk about. Do you remember?
In
and
the
then when
store?
They were shopping?
Yeah.
And
Gina brought it up and then Emily started crying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got him crisscrossed. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't think that was really the time to talk about it because Gina was, like, on the verge of crying. She's always on the verge of tears, I feel like.
Emily or Gina? Sorry.
Emily. We always get them confused. Emily the brunette. And yes, Gina's the one that brought it up. Gina's the one that got the outfit and then was like, are you okay? And then instantly Emily started crying.
There's never a good time on the show.
Yeah, I don't think there's no such thing as, like, good time or place. Yeah. I think she genuinely saw her friend not being herself and was like, what's up? And emotion overload and she just start crying.
I wish she would have, like, took her outside and then asked.
I thought it was actually not, like, I thought it was a fine transition because Emily was like, I want you to be doing okay.
Okay.
And then Emily said, yeah, and I want you to be doing okay. Like, are you okay? And then that kind of, like, started the whole thing.
They need to, like, help each other, I feel like. Like, they're both, like, asking if each other's okay. And I feel like they're both not okay. Like, they both need to go to therapy together, maybe. Or, like, no, I'm
not
being
together,
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. Like, you remember.
Oh, God. You know what? If I got to work that hard of a friend.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, like. Like a friendship therapy.
If I gotta that work exist? That hard.
Because I feel like people would be a little bit more supportive when there's somebody there going through the same thing.
I don't know.
I think that they are being supportive. Yeah, like, I think that they're being the best, like, most supportive. I don't know. I think that they're doing a good job.
Well, you know what? I made a note to myself. I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was thinking, maybe they need to have a spiritual advisor on the show, like Joel Osteen or somebody.
Seriously.
Talk to them, get them all in a
retreat. Like, come in and get a cleansing?
Yeah.
Like some sage, something?
Yeah. I'm serious. Because, man, when you have all that drama
and
in your life, how do you function? And I don't want any kind of friendship where it's that deep. I mean, I don't even want to go to
what
therapy.
What do you mean, how deep?
I'm saying deep. Where you feel like you've got to go see a therapist.
Oh, no.
I don't need that kind of friendship. I got enough issues with family members that I may need to go to a therapist with. So a friend, now I think the friendship might have to end at that point if it's that intense. It just depends on how long that person has been in your life.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
I mean, would you be willing to go to therapy with somebody that you've only been knowing a year or two?
I feel that somebody could be in your life for a very long period of time, and somebody can come in for a shorter period of time and mean a lot more than that.
Yeah.
It depends on the connection and like what's happening in your life and the timing.
But they've been friends for a long time, right?
I don't think so. It's like a year and a half max.
Well, okay. I mean, Gina's new.
Yeah, no,
Gina's the newest.
Why did I remember that? I thought that in, like, a recent episode, they said that they've been friends for a long time.
I mean, who knows? That's how the girls come in, because they bring their friend. You know what I mean?
I possibly could have made that.
I think it all kind of comes full circle. But is there anything else that you ladies want to talk about before we move on to predictions?
Well, I want to backtrack and just say, with the sausage comment.
I'm getting hungry talking about
being a fitness professional. I would have taken it as a compliment because she lost a lot of weight. And if her friend, like you said, it was playful to me, said, you look like a sausage, and she should have been, yes, thank you. Thank you. Because a sausage is what? Nice and trim?
Thick.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't want to look like a sausage.
I don't know about you guys.
I'm
saying a metaphor of,
I get it.
Okay, it's playful. And it was nothing for her to get bent out of shape about to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are worse things somebody can call me.
Yeah, I agree.
I do agree.
In the live chat, DL Freiger Watcher, if you can't fix it over a glass of wine, then it's too much effort. Amen to that.
Oh, yeah.
A glass of wine can fix a lot of things.
That's very true. That is very so true.
In their case, maybe a shot of tequila or two.
Oh, yeah, they love tequila.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Okay, so let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I guess I'll start off. I just think that Kelly's going to freak out again. I think that she's literally going to, like, blow her lid, and it's going to get really dirty. She's going to cuss a lot. We all know how Kelly is. I just don't think it's going to be pretty.
I think that there's going to be some, well, we see it. There's going to be a confrontation between Tamara and Bronwyn, and she's going to be like, why are you stirring the pot, man? And we're going to see if their friendship is going to hold up.
Because that's what Tamara
and
does.
What's going to happen, and I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing. I think Bronwyn is coming off strong.
Yeah.
Definitely not bad, but, you know, in the new group of women like this, who all have really strong personalities, I feel like she's doing a lot already, and that's going to cause a problem really fast. And I think Shannon's not over the comment. I think that's going to be brought up, and it's going to cause a whole situation between her and Tamara over...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
She's so sensitive. Like, it's going to come up, and it's going to be a big fight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping they move past Kelly at some point. I hope it's not this whole season of Kelly.
The train?
Yeah, of whatever, every week.
Me
first
too.
Week.
She's cocaine, like, whatever.
And it's like, you know, this stuff. You know, enough with Kelly. Let's move on to some more productive, positive things. But I think the big storyline that's coming is going to be Emily and her husband, and if their marriage is going to stay on track or not. Because I think if he doesn't support her and show up and surprise her in Las Vegas, it's going to be over with. I mean, why?
That's so...
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that the girls will come together at that point to really show how women can be when we are all together feeling empowered and wanting to help one another out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, be that strong shoulder to cry on. So I'm hoping that's going to come up, because I think Emily's going to definitely need that support.
Amen. Okay, well, on that note, we're going to exit out. Regina, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Regina Coles at Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
Thanks for watching, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina.
Thank you so much. I'm your host, Amanda Terry, and you can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I. And please stay tuned for my event that's coming October 6th to LA. It is called Epic LA Official. And you can find that at Epic LA Official on Instagram. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.